John Lennon. Now, we've talked about, we've looked back 25 years. Now let's come right up to the date, 2005. In the studio, I've got Blue from the Fab Four, who pay tribute to the Beatles every night you go out on the road.
Every night, that's it, yes.
How does it feel? I mean, you are the John Lennon of the band.
It's, well, it's obviously a great privilege to be able to do those songs, really. I mean, I think the key with Beatles songs, and John in particular, is the confidence. I think a lot of tribute bands get mixed up with accuracy, getting the clothes right and the hair and everything. Well, I think what really is 40% of the Beatles music is the attitude itself, the confidence that jumps out of those records, you know. I think people miss that bit, which is the bit we tried to do.
Yeah, well, you said, I mean, you very faithfully follow the sound of the Beatles. I mean, you close your eyes, you're back in the... I never went to the cavern, but you're back in the cavern, aren't you, with your
yeah.
lot?
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult because we never actually get to hear it too much, you know, so it's quite weird.
But why? I mean, there's all these modern bands around, like, this, you know, the Coldplays and the Franz Ferdinands of this world. I mean, you're stuck in a time warp.
I suppose you could say that, really. I mean, it wasn't actually a career plan. It was basically a gap between when me and Tony were back from America, we're doing our original stuff, and we started doing the Beatles as a way of keeping us playing, and it kept us playing for the last sort of 10 years, you know.
but that doesn't mean you're going to faithfully reconstruct the tracks, and you do to every note. I mean, I was just telling you, I can't remember the track in it, there's a little ping in one of the tracks,
yeah.
And I always wait for it from the band, and there it is, ping. I think, oh, that is so faithful to the original.
Well, it is odd how that's kind of worked out. I mean, it is quite odd that I do have this kind of Lennon-esque kind of voice, which I didn't realise I had until we started doing it. I don't know whether it sort of grows on you over the years kind of thing. But yes, we do try and get it as accurate as possible. But I think what people are hearing, like I say, is the confidence of it more than anything else. I think that's what you can't really put your finger on with the Beatles.
Yeah, that's confidence. That's a good word. So when you're out on the road, what are the favourite tracks?
Like we were just talking about, I think Angel Burke and Sing is probably my all-time favourite.
Oh, that's a lovely track, yeah.
I tend to like the sort of mid-period kind of stuff, really, when they were really all... seem to be all good, really good friends, you know. I don't like the bit at the end where they're all sort of falling out a bit.
Yeah, that was sad.
Yeah.
There was a lot of venom, wasn't there?
Absolutely.
Mainly from John, your alter ego.
Well, yes. Well, we have our moments, don't we? You know, it works out. Well, it's always very strange with the Beatles, because I got the Beatles, I sort of grew up with them, but I got the whole catalogue in one go kind of thing. So you don't really understand the 63 and 68. You don't really get any kind of perspective on it. So for years, I actually thought, like, 64 John with the mop top, I left the band and they must have replaced him with that long-haired John in about 68. I didn't realise, you know, it was actually the same guy.
How old are you?
Well, I actually only found out last week that it was the same John all the way through, so I've actually got to grow my hair now.
Are you, when are you next playing?
We're out on Friday, doing a party on Friday, then we've got a couple of gigs in at Lincoln Way over the weekend, and then it just goes into this Christmas furore. But I don't think we're back in Nottingham until the new year now, and that'll be... just over the road of Trent Bridge.
Oh, South Bank.
South Bank, that's what I'm glad you remember.
Hey Jude is a big one you play down there.
It is, yeah, that always seems to go down so well. It's one of those ones that we've been doing it for that long, we sort of got fed up of it, and then we just had to bring it back in because, you know, for the kids. You know, the kids wanted it.
That's the amazing thing, you go down the South Bank, and it's not people of my age, it's people in their 20s.
Absolutely.
And they're all singing along to the songs and really letting their hair down.
Well, it must be the first time in sort of musical history where we can do a student union bar full of, like, 17-year-olds and then do somebody's 60th, 70th birthday party the next night and do the same set. I mean, that's just ridiculous that music could be so cosmopolitan.
Which is a tribute to John in itself.
I think so.
Oh, Blue, thanks very much for coming in.
You're welcome.
Blue plays in the band The Fab Four. BBC Radio Nottingham's the station you're tuned to. And we're online, we're on digital and on 95.5 and 103.8 FM. Here are the latest news headlines.